Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you have a question for the president of hockey operations in the Minnesota Wild, Bill Guerin, you can send us a text right now. We're not going to take calls, but we'll take texts. Obviously, the season has not started the way Bill, John Hines, the players wanted, and you still have a passionate fan base. So if you have a question you want me to pass along to Billy, who joins us on a regular basis during the season, you certainly can send us one at 651-461-9226. Billy is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time, as always. Are you angry? And if so, how angry are you about the start?
Not angry. I'm disappointed. You know, listen, there's always disappointment when you don't get off to the, when you're not doing the things you should be doing or performing the way you feel you should perform or the team should perform. So more than, it's not just anger, it's disappointment, but you also have to, you know, take a step back and look at what's happening and where you really are. I think the last couple of games we've played better. Still not to the level that we expect and want, but it, you know, and that's everybody. That's me. That's John. That's all the coaches, all the players. But it, you know, I feel like the last couple games are something to build off of. And then in reality, like you know, and I don't really look at the standings all that much, but I did recently. We're not, it's not like we're out of it. But we can't fall more and put ourselves out of it. We've got to stick to it.
Which part of your team's play so far concerns you most? And then when you feel like you're playing better the last few games, even without the losses, some of these losses in overtime, where do you think your play has been better? So both questions kind of the opposite way.
Yeah, I think it's both. My disappointment or concern has been in our execution. Our you know, we're just not as sharp as I think we need to be. Like when passes are like crisp and on the tape and hitting guys in motion. You know, that takes a lot of, you know, let me put it this way. If they're not, you always take an extra half second to get things done, to get it out of your skates, to get it off your backhand, to get it, to where you need it. That kind of can screw things up. So little things just like that, little details of, you know, we've been throwing the puck to the middle far too many times in our offensive zone, just trying to come out of the zone, and it's resulted in turnovers. And those are things we weren't doing last year and need to get better at. Offensively, you know what, the power play was humming at one time. It can still get better. But I think what I'm happy about is, like, we've showed some resiliency. We've been able to come back. We've been able to erase, you know, deficits and stay in the game rather than just implode. You know, I'd rather not start two or three goals in the hole, but you know, we've shown the ability to fight back and stay in the game.
Let's talk about your star player, who it has him in the start he wanted. Right, he just had his first 5-on-5 goal the other night, and again, I'm not telling anything you don't know. He's had more turnovers than he normally does, including the setup to the goal, which ended the game in overtime the other night. What is going on with Kirill so far, and is any of this residual pressure he is feeling from the contract, do you believe?
You know, I'm sure there is some of that. You know, it's like I, you know, when I told Brock Faber, like, not to change, and when he signed his big contract, you know, we sign you for who you are and what you do. And you know, I've had this discussion with other general managers too. And the great thing about hockey players is that they want to deliver. They want to earn their money. They don't just want to sign contracts and ride off into the sunset. So I think there is probably an element of, you know, Kirill putting a little more pressure on himself than he really needs to. And then there's, hey, look, when he turns the puck over, it's because if we're down two or three goals, a big part of his responsibility is scoring and to help get us back into the game. And sometimes you have to take chances. Sometimes you just want to make plays. Even though it might not be the right time or thing, you're trying to get the team back in the game. And I think that's kind of what's happened here a little bit. I'm not worried about him finding his 5-on-5 scoring touch. He'll find it. You know, and I think he just needs to kind of just get his confidence back a bit.
This is Bill Guerin. He joins us throughout the regular season and the playoffs when the Wild are playing. He's with us, Chad Hartman, here on CCO. Too many goals, right? You know this very well, 43 in 11 games. So once again, the topic comes up that you have a lot of skill with your defense, but with Bogosian out, the one player of big size is Middleton. I'm not saying Faber is not big, but he's still more of a skill guy. And the debate again, do you have enough size defensively? And I get your comeback. A lot of times I ask you, you're like, well, you can't have just size if they can't skate. But has this been a stretch where you think the fact that you're not as big as some other teams on the defensive end has been exposed a little bit?
Not really. You know, Brodin's 6'1", Faber's 6 feet, but big. Middleton's 6'3". Spurgeon's a smaller player. Bloom's a smaller player. Bogosian's big. Yurecek's big. I mean, I honestly don't know how big we have to get. And like I said, if you can be big and good, then great. I'm all for it. But you know, there are not many guys out there. First of all, if you're 6'4", 6'5", and you're good, nobody's moving you. So those guys are just hard to get. But we have size, we have skill. I just think it's a matter of us executing and not turning pucks over, not spending time on our defensive end. I do think that you know, and I think they've remedied it. Spurgeon and Bouillon were probably too small of a pair, so that didn't really work. I think there's times where they could probably play together, but just not all the time. But again, like, you know, if you're huge and really good, you know, teams aren't moving you. And there are a lot of cases where, like, teams, oh, yeah, we need to get bigger, but that doesn't always – it just doesn't mean you're better. And I get what you're saying. I see it, but, like, I just don't – I don't always agree with it. Size, I'd love to have everybody on the team be huge, but, like, that's just not the way it is.
Let's pause, put Billy on hold, come back. I want to talk more about Zee Vuillum. I want to talk about goaltending and also the idea of, is it too soon to maybe shake up the roster a little bit? the president of hockey operations, Bill Guerin, right back with us on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The man in charge of the hockey side of the Minnesota Wild, Bill Guerin, is back with us, the president of hockey operations. They are back in action tonight, Grand Casino Arena, against Sid Crosby and the Penguins. Okay, let's talk Zeev. Thoughts on him so far, thoughts on him offensively, and then you talked about before the break about maybe too small the combination if he's playing with Spurgeon. If he's then playing with Yiricek on your third pair, are they then too young and inexperienced? Is that a problem?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they've done pretty well. You know, I think the idea behind it is that we had to get Faber going a little bit more. And in order to do that, he had to play more. Brock's a, you know, he's a horse. Like he needs to be involved in the game all the time. Put him back on, you know, some of the power plays. He's going to kill penalties, lots of 5-on-5. And the same thing with Middleton. Midzy was, you know, in and around 20 minutes a game, and he was, you know, this year he's been around 14. That's not enough minutes for him. So having our top four intact like that and then having the two younger guys at home where we can kind of protect them a little bit, play them together, I think it's fine. But the idea of that was getting Faber and Middleton going a little bit more.
Among the texts coming in, again, more questions for Bill Guerin. You certainly can send them to 651-461-9226. And it's appropriate with the Penguins in town with thoughts of Marc-Andre Fleury and you also on the Cups one there. Somebody says, does the goalie room miss Flower there on a regular basis? What do you want to say about that?
I think guys miss Flower. I think the goalies, but he's around. He's a resource for our goalies. Listen, at some point in time, Flower was gonna have to retire, and at times now, our goalies can't just continue to rely on someone like that. Gus has gotta be better. He knows that. We could use one or two more saves a game. Wally's been fine. He's got another level he can get to, but you know they've got to find that within themselves to get to that level. They can't, you know, you can't always just fall back on a Hall of Famer.
I'm not saying that any team should ever make a bad trade or just make a trade for trade's sake, but we've talked a number of years now where there's times where you've said when I'm having you on either that day or it's a scheduled day, and you've justified the trade, and you've also said, you know, I wanted to shake up the room a little bit. Is there any part of you now saying 11 games in, I'm not giving up on the whole team, I'm not giving up on the season, but you know what? I want to add a different person in this room to not only be better on ice, but the mix and how they are when they're together.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a time for that. I'm not saying that now is that time or not that time. I have looked around at possibilities. It's not just 10 games in for us, but it's 10 games in for the other 31 teams in the league. And some teams are, you know, in the mix. Some teams are doing really well. Other teams are in different positions. It's hard. Basically, what I'm trying to say, it is extremely hard to make trades right now. And nobody's looking to give up their best players yet, or, you know, impact players. I would make a move now for sure if it was the right one and I thought it was, you know, going to actually do something. But again, you know, who are you bringing in and who are you losing, or what are you losing? So whether you want to shake up the room or not, being able to get that done is another thing.
Do you think some general managers in your sport, and maybe even as I know you're a sports fan and you talk to other people in those sports, that sometimes some people, whether it's the GM, president of fill in blank operations for you, obviously hockey, that some people are, oh, I can't make a deal early. I can't make a deal early. And I get that you want to learn about your team, but sometimes the best deal you can make, and it just works, is 4 games into the season.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. But again, doesn't matter what I think. You need a trade partner.
Would you like to bounce some of those trades off me and I can let you know?
Yeah, I would. I'll write them down. I'll mail them to you. that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
And they're just so – we are in our own unique situation.
Yep.
Every team in the league is in their own unique situation. And just because I want to make a trade or I feel we need to make a trade doesn't mean the other guys feel the same way and nobody's crying for us. You know, like they're not out there to just help us. So, the bottom line, the best thing we could do is play better, is continue to improve on the guys in our room need to get better. And that's the best thing that could happen to us right now.
Sidney Crosby is ranked in Bill Guerin's all-time list of all-time players. How high in that list is your former teammate, your friend, Sidney Crosby?
All-time?
Mm-hmm.
Top 5.
He's really that high?
Yeah.
How come?
I think just because of the complete package. I mean, you know, he just got his 1,700th point. So he's got the points. He's got the goals. He's got the assists. He's got the championships. He's got the, he's got the NHL winning pedigree. He's got the international winning pedigree. He's got scoring. He's got everything that all the greats have had. And I think the manner in which he's done it with the leadership and the kind of being this great ambassador for the game. He's a complete package.
Kids roll up tomorrow night to the Guerin household. They get by the security. They get by the moat, and they show up. Number one, will you be there?
Don't forget the dogs.
Yeah, and the dogs, the vicious dogs, the attack dogs. Number one, will you be there to answer the door?
Actually, I will not.
Oh.
I will not be in town. I have 2 daughters running the New York City Marathon this weekend, and I'm going to cheer them on. And we will not be in town for Halloween. But my wife did make Halloween buckets for all the kids in the neighborhood and some of the kids on our, you know, for the guys that work for me. And yeah, so they're getting theirs.
Okay, so what's in a Halloween bucket?
Oh, it's there's like Milky Way, Snickers, Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids, Twix, I don't know, like just a whole bunch of stuff.
I'll take them. I mean, I like I like a lot of those.
Thank God they're out of the house because that's, I mean, I'm in there every night, like just rifling through for the Milky Ways.
Milky Way. Really? That's what you're looking for?
Yes. Yes.
Dave, thoughts
what
on
that? What are you looking for? A zag nut?
What are you, a bit of honey guy?
It sure as hell isn't candy corn. I can assure you that.
No, it's not.
Disgusting.
My wife loves candy corn.
Oh.
I do not.
Oh, God.
It's so overrated.
I mean, honestly, why are you together? I know she's amazing, but that's that.
The worst thing than a candy corn is the ones that are like pumpkin shaped candy corns.
Yep.
Those are even worse.
Those are worse. So the kids in the neighborhood are going to be let down. Dave, is that what you're hearing here?
No, they got buckets.
Yeah, I mean, they got.
I take a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Milky Ways. Milky Ways is a good bar.
Yeah. Because I seem to remember, Lisa, you said you really like Halloween and you like being a part of it. I mean, I'm not trying to say let down the daughters, but
I like Halloween.
Yeah. Are you tempted?
Are you tempted to
leave anything else out? Or that's Dan. I once a couple of years ago put a bowl out, and this is like 10 years ago. Went out with Quentin. I came back. The bowl was gone, and the candy
was
gone.
The bowl was gone. Yeah.
The entire bowl.
That's,
I swear to God,
to
I was gone in 20. I was gone 20 minutes, and I like the bowl, by the way. That was my fault to include a bowl I liked. I'm very territorial in my bowls. I'm weird about that, and I don't think you can do that, Bill. I don't think you can.
No, I don't. We're not going to do that. And the kids in the neighborhood are all taken care of. And I just trick or treating's awesome.
It is.
I miss it. I love doing that with our kids. It's a good social event for the parents too.
Okay. Now, are you going to line up a different mile markers with the daughters, or what's the plan on Sunday?
Yeah. When we did it last year, there's certain spots on the route that you can go to. So you hit one of them and jump on the subway, and then by the time you get, kind of pop up where you went, and then there would be like 10 or 15 minutes away.
That's pretty cool.
And you see them there.
Yep.
So, yeah, you go to like – we probably go to like 4 different places. Including the finish. Well, you can't actually be at the finish line because it's in Central Park and they block it off. But we are, we'll see them coming right down Central Park South. I think it's like 62nd or something. And that's the last time we see them. They run another mile and they're finished.
I wish them the best of luck. I appreciate you as always
coming on
and with candor and get a win tonight. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Bill Guerin, right here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead. Sometimes I feel like we mention the bumper music theme once, and we should get back to it again. Remind folks right now.
It's in honor of the U of M saying, if you've got a high school graduation coming up, we're not hosting you anymore. So we've got Get Out of Here music today.
Okay. We're going to get to that one at 2:05 with the U of M. Okay. Okay. I think we've just finalized, if there was any uncertainty, to Dave Harrigan, lousy human being. Okay. Dave Harrigan, comma, lousy human being.
Why would you say
period.
That?
Period. Okay. Period. Dave Harrigan admits that when he leaves the state, preferably for warmer climes, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, specifically winter.
Okay.
You know, when you leave in the winter.
Dave, when he goes, well, you're in L.A. every other week, seems like. You know,
I love L.A.
Yeah, Randy Newman, thank you. You want it then to snow and be miserable here. Why?
Because if I can feel good to myself about timing, missing the worst of winter, I feel good about it. If you get a nice mild January, February week where it's, you know, in the 30s, maybe you get a nice little thaw, it's kind of a bummer that that's the week you left town when you could have left on what's, you know, much worse weather conditions week. I'm not wishing terrible for you. It's necessarily, it's just all about me.
Oh, I think you are. I think you are. You should just go enjoy your trip and not wish harm and mayhem on the rest of us who are here, which is what you're wishing.
Hmm. What do you do again when you visit the Western White House and you report the temperatures out there to me every dang day?
Oh, I don't want to say every dang day. I want to say five breaks every day.
Yeah, thank you.
I will walk outside and send you one of like maybe 600 pictures I will send you of the palm trees.
Pool's a little chilly this
morning.
The
pool, the hot tub, the mountains with the golf courses leading up the mountains, and sometimes the snow on top of the mountains, even though it's 75 down below.
Yeah. So you should be familiar with this, sounds
I
like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you get it, and I think 90% of the listening audience also agrees. If you're going somewhere specifically to escape garbage Minnesota winter weather,
yep,
you would like it not to be a mild winter weather week you're leaving behind.
Let's get to a very serious one and a story we have discussed way too many times. Two parents in northern Minnesota, I like how the Tribune story says, far northern Minnesota. I didn't know we had to locate.
Now we have up north and far up north.
Yeah. This is Roosevelt near Warroad are scheduled to make their first court appearance Monday on gross misdemeanor charges of negligent storage of firearms connection with the death of their 8-year-old son. Okay. The Stewarts, Theodore Charles Stewart and Danielle Elizabeth Stewart, were charged by summons. According to the criminal complaint, first responders sent to the home saw their son, McGregor, had been shot in the neck. He and his mother were taken to the emergency medical personnel. He and his mother were taken by emergency medical personnel hospital. The 8-year-old child died that day. Remaining home, the dad and their four other children, 10 to 14. One of the children spoke to an officer with the dad's permission. The child reported being joined by a sibling taking out a rifle. The child thought it was checked to see it was loaded. As the child put the gun on the bed, it went off and shot McGregor. Stewart had just left for work. The children were all inside with their mother, was walking outside the home at time. Officers recovered, wait for it, 14 rifles and pistols in the parents' bedroom, many of which were loaded. 13 more guns were collected from a closet adjoining the bedroom. 7 more were found in a closet near the front door. All but one was unsecured in the areas of the home easily accessible to the children. Emergency petition was filed in court a few days after the shooting, led to the Stewart's children being placed in protective custody at the request of the county attorney's office. No charges, because we can just get this one out of the way. No charges and any prison sentence will match the pain and anguish they will have to live with for the rest of their lives, that they left these guns casually, unsecured, around their home, allowing their 8-year-old child to inadvertently be killed. No one is coming for your guns on this show, ladies and gentlemen. But these folks should never be allowed to have a gun the rest of their life. And if you are so derelict in your bleeping responsibility to anybody listening right now, because how many more stories do we have to have like this, Dave? How many more? And let's be honest, if this was in the Twin Cities, this would be a front page story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad the Trib reported it. But hey, Tribune, place it higher priority.
And how many of these stories do we not get? Because luckily the unsecured gun, or 33 guns in this case, 33 unsecured, luckily don't get picked up by a child and have some tragedy happen.
How can you be this foolish and reckless? And God knows I make mistakes. I literally make mistakes every day. So do you. And I am not in it. I want anybody to take any hint that I'm saying you shouldn't have guns for rifles or to protect yourself. Absolutely. Legally, go through proper protocols. Let's try to come up with a system where we prevent those who will use them for harm and shouldn't have it. But I can't not imagine this thinking, that you have children 8 to 14 and you're just trusting that they know what to do. In some families, and a lot of times more inclined outside of the metro area, pick the state, some of these kids might have been exposed to guns very, very young. It's no excuse at all to have unsecured, loaded guns in multiple places throughout your house. How about one? There's no excuse for that. Why does this keep happening? Do parents not realize your greatest responsibility is one thing? Keeping my child alive. That's it. That's number one. Because we're all going to, maybe we discipline too much, not enough, push food, don't push food, helicopter parent, not helicopter parent, do more homework, not do enough homework, tell jokes, not tell jokes. But how can I keep them healthy? And I'm so sorry that they lost McGregor. That McGregor at 8 will never live for another maybe, I don't know, 100 years. With unsecured guns just all throughout the house. Let's pause, because I know you want to say more. What? How do we? There's no excuse. I was about to say, how do we excuse it? There's none for me. There's none. Do you have unsecured guns? You feel okay with it? This was the debate, remember, we had with a couple legislators. Was the last session of the session before, if somebody like breaks into your house, how secure should your gun be? Because somebody breaks in the house and you have a legal rifle, handgun, whatever it is to protect yourself, does it have to be secured?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say if it's in some safe, do you have enough time to protect yourself?
Situation if you live on a farm and there's wild animal attacking your animals. Right. You don't always have time to go to the safe, get the gun. And
so if somehow you can come up with a system where your kids cannot get to it, and who knows what that is, but you can get to that weapon right away, I'm willing to listen. But if there's any way you have younger children at your house and they may or may not know if the guns are loaded, and how many of these guns have to be loaded at the house? I mean, how protecting yourself, sure, yes. Does that mean 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guns have to be loaded? Of course not. What do you want to say about this? Agree, disagree, add to it, text or phone call. 651-461-9226. This is out of Roosevelt, Minnesota, not too far from Warroad. 8-year-old son named McGregor gone. His parents, Theodore Charles Stewart, Danielle Elizabeth Stewart, as Dave said, 34 firearms found throughout the home.
And only one secured.
One secure.
Many loaded.
I mean, and you know what they're facing? They're facing up to a year in jail and a $3,000 fine. And I get the complications because you have more children who already are devastated that their brother is gone. So what do you do? Do you send the parents away for 20 years? The other kids should have parents. They should live in a safe, secure home. Also, to me, Dave, if I leave 33 weapons basically scattered throughout the house, many of them loaded with children 8 to 14, and I only go away for a year?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the kids are tripping over the guns at house at the home, it seems like.
Come on. Ron Shera, an incredibly recognizable name in our area, is kind enough to be listening. Ron, it's a pleasure to have you call in. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, Chad, thank you. I'm like you. I can't imagine what the parents are thinking. I mean, it's just unimaginable. But, you know, when I was about 14, 15 years old, we had a single shot 22. And I used it to hunt rabbits along the railroad tracks behind my house. And I took a shot at something and knew that the gun was not loaded because it was just a single shot. But so I walked in the house. I put the gun in the corner of the house where it was supposed to be. And my dad came along, looked at it, opened up the little single shot 22 and saw the empty cartridge in there. Hmm. That told him I had not looked at that gun to see if it was loaded or not. And it was taken away from me for a couple of weeks, but very painful.
Right.
But yep. What you were asking, Chad, is, you know, it's very simple to have your weapons, but have your ammunition in a different spot, one that's not accessible to kids. You still have time to load it if you think you need to do that. Otherwise, have a loaded one around the house that's just available to anybody, including other thieves that might be in the house.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Right,
so.
And I get the debate that came up in the legislature, Ron, a couple of years ago, where some are saying, okay, if Ron Shera wants to have a gun to protect himself and it goes through the proper channels, he can have it. If Ron wants to have certain rifles for hunting, he can have it. So then if it's a gun at a house, does it have to be in a safe because somebody could break in to your house, my house, Dave's house? So I get that debate. But not having multiple guns loaded around the house with young children at the house. No defense.
And nothing makes sense there. I agree with you. Nothing makes sense. You ask about the kind of sentence these parents should get. you know, Chad, they already have a lifetime sentence that they're going to have to live with, for sure.
They do. Ron, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Be safe.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Chad, if you have a bar in your house with over 20 liquor bottles and your son or daughter takes the bottle and dies from drinking, it's the same punishment. The potential of drinking for a young child and what that can lead to is out there. I get it. It's not the same thing as multiple guns, Dave, in a house, loaded and left around. That's instant.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's a different thing. I mean, sure, it could happen on a bottle of liquor.
Yep.
Take a while. But the gun can obviously be used on the child himself, siblings, friends,
right,
the parents.
And people should be smart about hiding their alcohol and having it secure if there are concerns about it. Linus Construction Time Check is 157. Time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. Installation labor right now, 50% off through October 31st. Dave apparently is very excited that the U of M has ended graduation events. I think it's absurd. Let's discuss it next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.